I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The former state law enforcement chief who accused Governor Robert Bentley of having an affair with an advisor has been questioned by federal investigators about the governor's administration. Kenny Mendelson, an attorney representing former state law enforcement secretary Spencer Collier, revealed yesterday that the questioning occurred, but he refused to elaborate on what questions investigators actually asked. Another person close to the Bentley administration who was also questioned by FBI agents told the Associated Press that they were asking about the use of state grants and other state resources. The FBI inquiry is the latest sign of trouble for Governor Bentley, who has been the subject of an impeachment push in the legislature since admitting to making inappropriate comments to former aide Rebecca Caldwell Mason. He has denied accusations of an affair. A spokeswoman for the governor declined to comment on the FBI investigation. The city of Tuscaloosa wants to put the spotlight on safety at railroad crossings today. The city is meeting with representatives of the nonprofit group Operation Lifesaver. They say Alabama has far too many railroad crossing accidents and fatalities, and some common sense could help lower those figures. The Federal Railroad Administration puts Alabama at 6th in the nation for collisions between trains and cars, and 14th in the country in terms of fatalities. Operation Lifesaver's Nancy Hudson says having crossing gates at railroad tracks doesn't really help.
More crashes happen at a crossing with gates and signals than with just a crossbuck sign, because people see the gate start down and I think they're like, man, I don't have time to wait for this train, and they try to go, you know, beat the train, or they drive around the gate.
A crossbuck sign is the X-shaped sign reading railroad crossing. Hudson says Alabama ranks alongside the more populated states in the country because of the 6,000 railroad crossings and 3,500 miles of railroad track in the state. Memorial Day is right around the corner, and that means more people will be on the roads and in the air. AAA predicts 38 million Americans will hit the road over the Memorial Day holiday, marking the unofficial start of summer. Janine Tornator is the senior editor for Orbitz.com. She says that Alabama's Gulf Coast will be very popular for people across the country looking for an affordable coastal destination.
Of course, Alabama coast as well is very popular. That's always a big one, and an affordable one for people as well. I mean, a lot of the coastal cities in Alabama, like Mobile and along close to New Orleans, can be very affordable.
Tornator says it's not too late to find some good deals at any of the popular destination spots for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, but time is running out. Now your forecast.
Highs this afternoon top out near 90, plenty of sunshine. Tonight lows back in those upper 60s, rather mild for this time of year. Thursday will top out near 90, another hot day. Expect temperatures in those upper 80s to near 90 through Memorial Day weekend.
I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.